B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin daf ayin beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah in the middle of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha chaburois sheshovsu betraklin echod. And let's just recap. We know that the rule is that if you have a person living in his own domain, so to speak, and he's sharing another area, let's call it a chotzer, and we'll soon see, even if they're sharing a very big mansion together, and since they are also have their own private domains and also have a shared domain, then that's considered from bayis to chotzer, and unless they make eruvei chatzeris, one is not allowed to carry from the bayis to what we'll call the chotzer. Chamisho chaburois sheshovsu betraklin echod. If you have five groups of people, and every group is living in, so to speak, or the way the Mishnah puts it, betraklin echod, in a single mansion. B'shamay oimrim eruv l'chol chabura v'chabura, u'b'shilil oimrim eruv echod l'kulon. It means they're all in one mansion, but they're clearly not living all under the same roof. Or more accurately, they are living under the same roof. They're in the same mansion, but they're not living in the same area, so to speak. Each one has cordoned off, has got its own mechitzas, its own, it's surrounded, it's got its own boundaries. It's very distinct where each group is living, but there happens to be the five groups are all sharing the same mansion, and this mansion opens into a larger chotzer where that chotzer is shared also by the people in this mansion and also by other batim around the chotzer. So here we have an issue: is each of these individual, so to speak, smaller rooms within the mansion considered as separate batim? And then they would not even be able to carry from one to the other unless there's an Eruv. And are they allowed to carry into the Chotzer? And if they want to carry into the Chotzer, then do they have to be a partner and become part of the Eruv with the other people in the Chotzer as a single group, all living, coming from the same mansion? So it's as if it's five groups or one group, and they need to just put one Eruv, or does each of the five groups, since they're in their own little cubicle within this mansion, they each have to independently join the Eruv in the Chotzer? So the Mishnah says that Beishamai say Eruv l'kol chabura v'chabura, every single group is viewed independently as if it has its own dwelling place. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, but Beis Hillel say Eruv echad l'kulam, since they're all sharing the same mansion, and then whatever walls they have between them are not really considered significant enough that they should actually split the groups. It's considered as one large group, and therefore Eruv Echod Lekulam, which means within the mansion, obviously they can all carry from one place to the next. It's all as if it's in one entity. And when they want to be able to join the Eruv Echatzeris outside the mansion, they only need to put one Eruv. Says the Mishnah, Umoidim, they both agree, that means Beis Hillel agree to Beis Shammai, that Bizman Shemikzoson Shurim B'chadorim Oy Ba'aliyos, that if the groups are not just sectioned off parts of a big mansion, but the different groups are living in different rooms, or in different, or in upper, in an aliyah, in an upper story, in an attic, that means they have their own, that clearly defines their own room. And Rashi says these are rooms that were, from when they were made, they had their own dimensions. It's not as if it was a big room that at some point they just put up some partitions. Then Shem Tzrichim Eruv L'Kol Chabura V'Chabura, then it's clear that each group that is hosted in its own room, that they are considered their own independent Roshus, and they have to each have their own Eruv. Says the Gemara. And we're going to see now in the Gemara a number of different ways of viewing this machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What we've seen so far is that if they are in their own independent rooms, or in an attic, in an alley, in at the top of the house, then everybody agrees that they each have the, need their own Eruv. When they are sharing a what the Mishnah called a traklin, this mansion, that means it was that the room they're in at some point was a single entity, and just because there are five groups in it, it's become sectioned off. Then there's a machlokes, Beis Shammai say you need five Eruvs, Bis Hillel, say you need just one Eruv. And we're going to have a number of ways of viewing this and limiting where and when the Machloikas applies. Omer Rav Nachman. The first version of Rav Nachman says as follows. Machloikas b'mesipas. The Machloikas is only when the partitions are made of mesipas, which is very much makeshift, and Rashi stresses that not only is it makeshift material, they're also lower than 10 tefachim high, then there's a Machloikas that Beis Hillel say that you need that even though it has these mechitzos between them made of mesipas, you only need one Eruv between all of them to carry in the chotzer, and within their own, between themselves, obviously they don't need anything. The fact that it's all under the same roof suffices. And Bishamai say, no, Bishamai say that each one, even though they are separated just by mesipas, by a makeshift divider, nonetheless, they are considered as five groups and they need five Eruvs. Aval b'mechitza asara. Rav Nachman says that in the event that what's dividing the five groups is a wall, a partition, which is 10 tefachim high, he says there everybody agrees, even Bis Hillel will agree, that they are divided and they are considered as five separate groups. Divrei hakol eruv l'kol chabura v'chabura. Everybody agrees that each chabura is considered as an independent group. Ikud amra. A second version, another version of Omer of Nachman, is af b'masipus machloikus. The machloikus is not only b'masipus that Beis Shammai say that you need five Eruvs and Beis Hillel say one is enough. And in the case of Mechitza Asara, even Beis Hillel says you need five. No. According to this version, Rav Nachman says that even with Masipas, which means also with a Mechitza of 10 Tfachim high, they are also arguing, and even there, Beis Hillel say that it suffices to have just one Eruv, you don't need five. Af b'Masipas Machloikas. Now the Gemara is going to offer another two explanations as to when and where the Machloikas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Pligi bo Rav Chiya v'Rav Shimon b'Rebbi. Was a machleikus chad omar, one of them said, machleikus b'mechitzos ha-megiyos le-tikra. They are only arguing when the mechitzos, when these separations and these dividers, these walls, actually go all the way to the till the ceiling. Aval mechitzos she'ein magiyos le-tikra, but in the event that the mechitzos are not that tall, even though they are 10 tefachim high, that means it's clearly this opinion is clearly arguing with both opinions of Rav Nachman we saw before. They say that even if it's 10 tefachim high, but if it's not magia islatikra, it does not reach the ceiling, divrei hakol eruv echad lekulam, everybody agrees that a single eruv is sufficient. The very fact that they have the same roof and the walls, the dividers, do not reach the ceiling is enough to combine them, and they are not considered as five groups. In the event that the walls reach all the way to the ceiling, then you have a machloikus. Beis Hillel says, even in that case, you only need one Eruv. Beis Shammai say, in that case, they are divided into five, and they each need their independent Eruv. V'chad Omar. The other opinion holds, we said that there was a machloikus Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Berebi. So we know what the first opinion holds, that the machloikus is when the mechitzos reach the ceiling. The second opinion holds machloikas b'mechitzas she'ein magiyas l'tikra. The machloikas is only when the walls do not reach the ceiling. That Beis Hillel say that indeed, since the walls do not reach the ceiling, they are considered a single group. Beis Shammai say, even in that case, they are considered as five separate groups. And that's even if the walls are... this is even if the walls are 10 tefachim high. The same applies if it's ein magiyos, if it does not reach the ceiling. Beis Shammai say that you need five, and Beis Hillel say one is enough. Aval b'mechitzos ha-magiyos le-tikra, but in the event that the mechitzos reach the ceiling, in that case everybody agrees, even Beis Hillel, that they are divided. Divrei hakol tzrichin eruv l'kol chabura v'chabura. Everybody agrees that you need to have an independent eruv for each group. So far we've had four different explanations as to where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing. Says the Gemara Meisvei. We're going to find a Braisa, and it would seem from the Braisa that the Braisa has its own opinion of when Beisham and Betel are arguing, and we have to see whether it works with any of the four explanations we just saw. Meisve Omar of Yehuda Hasabor. This was Rabbi Yehuda, who was a very sharp mind, and that's why he was called Rabbi Yehuda Hasabor. Sabor, a loshon of svara, meaning a thinker. Everybody agrees that if the walls reach all the way to the ceiling, everybody agrees that you need to have an independent eruv for each one. And this very much reminds us of the second opinion, the last opinion we saw just before this braisa at the bottom of Amud Aleph. Al ma nechluku? Where are Bisham and Bishilil arguing? Al mechitzas shein magiyis letikra. If the mechitzas do not reach the tikra, even though they are 10 tefachim high, but if they do not reach the ceiling, she Bisham imrim eruv lekol chabura v'chabura. Bisham say that every group needs its own eruv. Bishilil imrim eruv echod lekulon. Bishilil say one eruv is enough. And now the Gemara is going to elaborate which of the four opinions we saw before can work and can be understood with this braisa. Lemando Omar mechitzos hamagiyos letikra machloikas. According to the third opinion we saw, which was the first of the two opinions that Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon Barebi were arguing about, that the machloikas is by mechitzos hamagiyos letikra, that when the walls reach the ceiling, that's where they're arguing. Then tiyufta. Then it's clearly it's the opposite of what Rav Yehuda HaSabor held. Rav Yehuda HaSabor held exactly the opposite. He said the machlokes is only when they do not reach the ceiling. According to the fourth opinion we saw before, who says that the machlokes is when the walls do not reach the ceiling, but when they do reach the ceiling, everyone agrees you need an independent eruv. Siyata, then this price of Rabbi Yehuda HaSabor is actually support for that opinion. He says exactly the same thing. Lahach lishne da'omar of Nachman machlokes b'masipas. According to the very first opinion we saw, that the machlokes is when the walls are low, they're made of very makeshift dividers. However, when there are mechitzas that are 10 tefachim high, even Bis Hillel agrees you need five eruvs. And this is opposite to what we just saw now, that from Rabbi Yehuda HaSabor, he holds that if the walls are not magia to the ceiling, then even if they are 10 tefachim high, Bis Hillel says, that's where they're arguing, and Bis Hillel says you only need one eruv. Not like this first opinion of Rav Nachman, who says that you need five eruvs if the mechitza is 10 tefachim high. Lahach lishne da'omer Rav Nachman af b'masipas machlekes. According to opinion number two we saw, which was the second version of Rav Nachman, who says that they argue both when it's a low wall and when it's a wall of 10 tefachim, but even when it's a wall of 10 tefachim, Bis Hillel say that irrespective of how high the walls are, Bis Hillel say one mechitza is enough, and Beis Shammai say you need five. Leimetav tiyufta. Can we not assume that even there also, it's going to be a contradiction to what Rabbi Yehuda said? Because what Rabbi Yehuda HaSabor just said now was that anything that's considered a mechitza, which means it's at least 10 tefachim high and it's made of solid substance, then there's a machlokes. Does it reach the ceiling? Does it not reach the ceiling? And there we saw the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the event that it does not reach the ceiling, and if it does reach the ceiling, everyone agrees that you need to have five eruvs. But is from the very fact that the braisa is talking about mechitzos, which are proper, significant, substantial walls, can we not infer from there that anything that's mesipus, everybody agrees, even Beis Shammai, that it never separates the groups and you always only need one eruv? Not like we saw in the second version of Rav Nachman, that we saw there that Beis Shammai hold that irrespective of whether they are mesipus walls or proper walls that are 10 tefachim high, that the mechitzas do divide the group. Omer lecha Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will say no. Pligi b'mechitza v'hu adin b'mesipus. No, it could be that this braisa of Rav Yehuda HaSabor, even though he's talking about mechitzos, but that's nothing to do with whether it's mechitzos or not mechitzos. He would say the same thing with regarding to walls that are that are municipal or that they are not significant walls. And in both, it will just depend whether it reaches the ceiling or doesn't reach the ceiling. If it reaches the ceiling, everybody will agree that you need 5 eruvs. And if it doesn't reach the ceiling, it will be a machlokes, bis Shammai and bis Hillel. And that is exactly what the second opinion of Rav Nachman holds, that if it's 10, that irrespective of whether it's 10 tefachim high or not, Beshamai hold, that, which means ein magia letikra, it doesn't reach the ceiling, and Beshamai say that it doesn't reach the ceiling, they need independent eruvs for each one, which is exactly what Rav Yehuda HaSabra said, that walls that do not reach the ceiling, according to Beshamai, what then they are each considered as independent groups. Bishidol say that it's one that is considered a single group and only needs one eruv. So the second opinion of Rav Nachman could work with Rav Yehuda HaSavar. V'haydekop miflegi b'mechitza. Why does Rav Yehuda HaSavar speak about mechitza, his proper significant walls, and doesn't speak about these makeshifts, mesipas walls? Is just to teach us to the extent of Beis Hillel's leniency. The Beis Hillel who says that they are not considered as separate groups, they are considered a single group, is even when there's proper mechitzos. Since they are not magiyos letikra, since they do not reach the ceiling, even though they are proper walls, they are considered a single group. Asks the Gemara, why don't you say the opposite? Why doesn't the Braisa speak about Mesippus walls? And that will teach us an added chiddush, not in Beis Hillel, will teach us an added chiddush in Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai say that they are each considered as independent groups, and you need 5 eruvs, even when the partitions are just Mesippus. Asks the Gemara of Liflugim Mesipas Lidiach Koichon Shel Beis Shammai to teach us the extent of Beis Shammai's opinion. Answers the Gemara Koyach De Teira Odif. Beis Shammai is being stringent. He's requiring them to have more eruvs. So to be stringent needs less power, so to speak, less force than to be makel. Anybody can be machmir. To be makel, you need much more, much broader shoulders. And therefore, Beis Hillel, who's being makel and saying that they only need one eruv between them, we want to show a chiddush on his opinion that that is true even when the mechitzas are solid, significant mechitzas. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rav, halacha k'Rav Yehuda HaSabar. Rav Nachman says, in the name of Rav, the halacha is like this brayso of Rav Yehuda HaSabar, that if the walls reach the ceiling, then everybody agrees each group is independent, and if the walls do not reach the ceiling, then according to Beis Shammai, you need 5 eruvs, according to Beis Hillel, one is enough. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, Masnitzin Nami Daika, this can also be implied from our Mishnah. Diktoni, Umoidim Bizman Shemikzoson Shruim Bechadorim Ubaaliyos. What the Mishnah said was that when does everybody agree that you need 5 independent eruvs and one is not enough, that is it when they are in independent rooms, in rooms that were never separated. They were never together and then separated into small cubicles. It was separate rooms or in the aliyah, in the attic. In those cases, everybody agrees that you need 5 eruvs. Shetzrichin eruv l'kol chabura v'chabura. And ask the Gemara, my chadorim umay aliyos, what are rooms and upper stories that separate the groups from each other? Ilema, if it means chadorim mamash, that rooms means that they are in actual separate rooms, rooms that were never combined into one. V'aliyos aliyos mamash, and upper stories are upper stories in kipshutai, that they are living on a different story, on a different floor. Then pshita, then it goes without saying, why does the Mishnah have to say it? It goes without saying that if they're in totally different rooms, of course they are considered as different groups. There's nothing merging them. Elolav, it must be that when it says chadorim, it doesn't mean chadorim mamash. And when it says aliyos, it doesn't mean aliyos mamash. It means ke'en chadorim. It means when you have a large area that is divided into something similar to walls, similar to rooms, or ke'en aliyos, similar to upper stories. In that case, every Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that you need 5 eruvs. Or mind you, what is this case of similar to rooms and not rooms mamish? Mechitzos hamagiyos letikra is if the walls reach the ceiling. So from the Mishnah, it would seem that if the walls reach the ceiling, in that case, Beis Hillel will agree you need 5 Eruvs. Shema Mina, from here you see that the Mishnah also lends itself towards the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Sabor, and the final opinion we mentioned before in the Machlekes between Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Barebi, that when the whole Machlekes is only when the walls do not reach the ceiling, even if they are 10 Tvachim high, but they do not reach the ceiling, Beis Hillel say that one is enough, and Beis Shammai say you need 5 Eruvs, and if the walls reach the ceiling, everybody agrees you need 5 Eruvs. Continues the Gemara, and now we're going to take the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on an entirely different angle. Till now we learnt that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are actually arguing whether the separations are considered separations, and then they are considered as 5 totally separate groups, and that applies also to their wanting to join the Eruv in the Chotzer, also to wanting to carry between each other's Roshuyos, because each one is an independent Roshus HaYochid. And now the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa that seems to take the Machlokes in a different place. That everybody agrees that they are considered a single group, as in their own halachos where they are, and that was not a discussion. There's no discussion as to the value or the significance of the walls, the separations, what they're made of, how tall they are, where they reach, if they reach the ceiling, don't reach the ceiling. All that that's not what's going on here. Tono, we learnt in a Braisa, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, where is the Machlekes in the Mishnah? Kashemoilichin es Eruvon Lemokim Achir. That's only talking about when these 5 groups want to join another group or other people in an Eruv. For example, as we said before, the common Chotzer is also shared by other Batim, other homes, other rooms, and if they want to join an Eruv with them, that's where this is going to make a difference. And this is very similar to something we've seen previously a couple of times. If you have 5 people, 5 neighbors sharing a chotzer, and they made an Eruv, and now this chotzer want to join a different chotzer, then for this chotzer itself, they have an Eruv. They're all considered as one entity. They can carry from their homes into the chotzer and from the chotzer into their homes. Now, if they want to join another group, they want to join another chotzer, now there's a discussion. These 5 that in and of themselves are considered one, but regarding the others that they want to join with, are they considered one or are they considered 5? If the 5 neighbors within chotzer number 1 want to join chotzer number 2, do they need to give 5 Eruvs, or can one of them represent all 5 when joining the other chotzer? Over here, according to this Braisa, everybody agrees that the 5 groups mentioned in the Mishnah living in this mansion, the very fact that they're in one mansion, which means it was in one big room that just got divided up at some point with some type of division, but since they're in one room, or in something that was one room, in and of themselves, it's as if they have already gotten Eruv. The whole discussion is when they want to now join some other people in an Eruv. The discussion is when they want to now take their Eruv and move it elsewhere to join the Eruv with other people outside, then that's the Machlekes. Aval im hoya Eruvon bo etzlon, divrei hakol Eruv echad lekulon. In that case that we mentioned, that you have 5 people who have joined the Chotzer, have made an Eruv within their Chotzer, and now they want to join up with another Chotzer. They have another 5 people in the other Chotzer. So if the other people, if the second Chotzer puts their Eruv into the first Chotzer, then there's no discussion that this Chotzer number 1, they don't need to have 5, they do not need to participate 5 times. You do not need 5 contributions to the common Eruv. The very fact that we have already got our own Eruv Echatzeris, and now the you 5 in Chotzer number 2 are putting your Eruv in here, in our Roshus, it's enough if between us we put one contribution of food into the middle, and then all of us are considered a single entity. But if we, the people in Chotzer number 1, put their food into Chotzer number 2, then there's a discussion. It could be that you need to have 5. Because as far as the other Chotzer is concerned, we do not take so much interest in the fact that we're in and within themselves, they have an Eruv. And the Mefarshim discuss why it should be that way. But that is the halacha. The same as here. If the people outside this mansion, the other batim, want to put their food into this mansion, everybody agrees that the five groups in this mansion are combined and considered one. When the five people, the five groups within this mansion want to make an Eruv by putting food outside into a separate, into the other batim outside, that is where there's a machlekas. Bis Hillel say that even regarding that case, you're considered one group, but you only need to put one Eruv. Bis Shammai say no. They say that in the same way as, and this is what Bis Shammai holds, that when you have made an Eruv within a chotzer, five neighbors in a chotzer made an Eruv, if they want to then put their Eruv into another bias in another chotzer, they need five Eruvs. The same will apply here, that if the chotz is being placed outside, then each one has to contribute independently. If the Eruv of the other chotzer, of the other batim, are brought into this entity, everybody agrees that this entity is combined and does not need more than a single contribution. Says the Gemara, Kaman oz lehodu tanya. There's a brisa, and the brisa is actually not discussing this mansion where what combines them is the virtue of the fact that they're in a single mansion, but actually talking about the case we just mentioned where there was five neighbors in a chotzer, and what combines them is their own Eruvei Chatzeris. So in that case, Chamisho Shegovu is Eruvon. The five neighbors within a chotzer, they made an Eruv. They collected their Eruv and they've already put them together. When they now want to join a different chotzer, they want to take their Eruv and put it into another chotzer so that both chatzeres can be considered a single entity. Eruv echad lekulon, you only need to have one Eruv representing all five. Who's that following? It must be Kabbis Hillel, as we just saw now, that the Machlokes Bis Hillel and Bis Shammai here is when the Eruv is taken outside, and not that the people from outside are bringing their Eruv into here, but the people here are taking the Eruv out. That's the Machlokes in our Mishnah, according to this Braisa. Bis Shammai say that you need five, Bis Hillel say one is enough. So you have that Braisa over there where five actually made an Eruv, and then they want to take an Eruv out into another chotzer. You need to have that one Eruv is enough. That must be following Bis Hillel. Says the Gemara of Ikad Omra, there's another version of the Braisa. One version of the Braisa was that the Machlokes in our Mishnah is regarding when you take the Eruv out into another Chotzer, into another Bais and another Chotzer. But if the people outside were to bring the Eruv into here, everybody agrees, even Bis Shammai agrees, that you only need a single contribution. There's another Braisa that says the opposite. Bamer devorim amurim, when are they arguing? Kashahoyo Eruv bo etzlam. When people from outside bring the Eruv into their chotzer, there it's a machlekas. That according to Bez Hillel, since the Eruv from outside is being brought into here and we are combined by the fact that we're in this mansion, we only need one contribution. However, but if they are going to take their Eruv outside to a home in another chotzer, or a different home in the chotzer, then divrei hakol tzrichin Eruv lekol chabura v'chabura, there even Bez Hillel agree that they need to have five independent contributions into the Eruv. If so, we're going to go back to the Braisa that the Gemara mentioned regarding the people that made an Eruv and then wanted to join another Chotzer. Kaman oz lehodu tanya, that Braisa we mentioned, who's it following, where it says, Chamisha shegovu es Eruvon, the five who collected their Eruv, kishem elichen es Eruvon nemokim acher, when they want to take their Eruv to another place, another Chotzer, to join with them. And the Braisa says, Eruv echad lekulon, one single Eruv is enough to represent all of them. Says the Gemara deleikechad. Beforehand we said that it was actually Bis Hillel. But now, according to the second version of the Braisa, that even Bis Hillel, they only say that one contribution is enough if the others bring their Eruv into the mansion. But if the people in the mansion take the Eruv out, then everybody agrees that you need five contributions. If so, then that Braisa is not according to Bis Shammai and not according to Bis Hillel. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.